Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today, Mr. Mark Gross, and Mark is with Burgess Jewelry Design, a new partner to KRDO. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you so much.
It's good to have you here. You have, and your family has, and the family you married into has, more than 100 years experience in the jewelry business. Talk about that background. Talk about how you kind of got pulled into this whole world.
Sure, sure. So, you know, long story short, my father had 10 stores in Louisville, Kentucky at one time. So I sort of grew up around the business and just developed a passion over time. And I went out to GIA, did my schooling, got my graduate gemologist degree in computer-aided modeling and learned how to work with gems and diamonds and things like that. And then from there, I did a couple apprenticeships and ended up actually at GIA meeting my wife, Vanessa, and her family is in the jewelry business. So when we started to connect out in California, she initially came back to my family location. And we ran that store for quite some time, sold that business, and then eventually came out here to Colorado, and now we're remodeling the store and just excited to be the third generation there.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about because there is a lot going on in your jeweler's world. And let's clarify, GIA, for those people who don't know.
So GIA is Gemological Institute of America, which is basically the top school in the jewelry business. It's where everybody goes to basically start their career and sort of get a good foundation.
Okay, and that's important because that's the recognized authority, essentially, is what we're talking
Correct.
About.
Correct.
We're going to talk about GIA more a little bit later in the broadcast here today. Let's talk about that third generation taking over the store. First of all, the store is located at 1873 South Nevada, which is right near the Southgate Shopping Center. So it's right in the thick of things down there, very easy to find. And here comes generation number three.
That's right. That's right. My wife and I, Vanessa, are very excited to be able to take the store over and sort of take it to the next level. They've been doing wonderful design and repair and custom work and, you know, taking care of Colorado for many years. So we appreciate the opportunity to continue that on. And we brought in a lot of new technology, equipment, you know, computer-aided modeling. Basically, in today's world, in the jewelry business, if you want to have something designed, you can be very much involved and see rendered pictures, see actual wax models, see things that you can hold and touch in your hand before, you know, it's even physically made.
Guys, are we to the point where we can 3D print with gold yet?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So, believe it or not, I was in Boston at a convention at a very high-end diamond company. And they came around and showed off a ring that actually they had used gold powder, and they excite that gold powder using a laser, and then a platform raises, basically, and a ring is built in layers. When you look at it, it looks like a wood grain gold ring. It's amazing.
Oh, wow. How exciting.
Yeah.
So not long from now, you'll be able to do everything virtually and digitally and then basically print it out.
That's correct. That's correct.
Wow.
At our store right now, we have the capabilities to sit down with you, have an appointment, and then we go in and we give you a virtual 3D design that we can render in any colors, any shapes, anything that you want, change it however you see fit. Then we have a piece of equipment that actually carves a wax model that's to scale. So then you can come in, and what I like to explain is a lot of people can draw a picture, paint a picture, show you something on a TV screen, but that does not allow you to understand the scale. So the biggest benefit is being able to come in and see the height, the width, how does it lay on you, things like that before it's made.
Absolutely. Now, let's go back just a little bit because I do want to focus on the technology that you're using. You are totally remodeling the store as part of this, taking the business to the next level. The idea that third generation is actually the blending of two long-standing families from the jewelry business really kind of makes this unique as well. Talk about the remodel and how the experience is going to change for your clients.
So what we're really trying to do is give them a much more comfortable, fun experience. We're breaking down a lot of the barriers that you would traditionally run into in a jewelry store. So we've opened up the whole shop in the back. It's all windows now. You can see everything that we do. We're not hiding anything. We're proud of what we're doing. and then the involvement with the customer is really what we're focused on. You know, you can come in and buy some out of the showcase, that's fine, but what we're really interested in is doing exactly what you want.
Absolutely. Okay. Exactly what you want means in today's day and age, you know, we're on the cutting edge here of being able to 3D print jewelry, but you can custom design it. Talk about those tools and those means that you use to go from concept to something that, as you say, lays well on somebody's hand, if it's a ring.
Sure. So, you know, someone would walk in and I would sit down initially and have a consultation with them. Figure out some of the details or styles they may want. Sometimes people bring in a picture or something off their phone. Pinterest is obviously, you know, those kind of things are big today. And then from there, we'll come up with something special and creative, sort of a hybrid of what they, all the things that they like. Show them a 3D image. So they'll come back in then, and on the TV in the store, we'll be twisting it, rotating it, showing all aspects of it. At that point, you know, we know the metal weights, how many diamonds we use, all those kind of things. If they like the visual image, then I take that to a mill, basically, which is a machine that is – there's the growers that we talked about that grow, and then there's a mill that actually starts from a block and carves from a block. So what I do is I start from a block of wax. The mill carves it precisely. So then when you come back in, you'll be able to see that ring, all the prongs, the height, the width, how it fits on your finger. We lay the gemstones in it. From there – if you love everything, we take that, invest it in a mold. The mold hardens. You put that in an oven. The oven heats up, obviously. The wax melts out, and you get that exact impression. So the nice thing is we don't hope to make the ring they see. They get what they see.
Yeah, I love that. You don't hope. You get what you see.
Right.
In other words, your clients are participating in every step of the design process. Am I reading that right?
Correct. Absolutely.
Okay. How unique is that? I know lots of different jewelers handle this a lot of different ways. There's old school. There's guys that do this stuff by hand. There's what you're doing in order to take your operation to that next level.
Right. So basically, the lost wax process is the a hybrid of the new technology with the CAD system and things like that that we're doing. So there is, you know, other people in town and there is other jewelers that are doing some of these things, but there's not a whole lot of people that are doing it from A to Z all in-house like we are.
How many artisans have you got that are in the store at any given time working with your clients?
So right now we just have two.
Mm-hmm.
But we also work with other specialty artists as well, certain hand engravers and some things like that that do some specialty work for us.
You've got to be versed in design and style. You have to be up to speed on what is cutting edge and new. I imagine you're tinkering around. You strike me as a guy who likes to be on the bleeding edge when you can be. And I quite imagine you've got some interesting designs in your head if you haven't already executed them, and we might see them in one of your cases.
Oh, that's true. We're trying right now diligently to come up with new things all the time, and part of our remodel is we've actually redone all the showcases as well. We're, you know, the inside and the outside of the store. So we're going to be featuring a lot of new areas and some things you just won't walk into a normal jewelry store and see.
So you're not buying in bulk from somebody who's got the design du jour.
No.
You're watching what's happening in the fashion world. You're watching what's happening that is cutting edge, even bleeding edge. Those are the things that somebody can expect to find if they are already made in your cases. If they have something in their heart and soul that they really want, then you're going to sit, you're going to walk them through that process from concept right through laying well on their hand, which excites me because I think that's a very intimate process. You're letting these people help guide and drive the creative process. You've got to have some great artisans that are willing to work with your clients in that way.
Well, that's true. And myself, I try to have a hand in pretty much everything that we do. I try to have a personal approach. You know, for me, it's very important that everything that leaves our store is exactly as it should be, and everybody's 100% pleased with the end result.
Mark Gross, Burgess Jewelry Design. Find them at 1873 South Nevada. That's near the Southgate Shopping Center. Get a visual on some of the things that you might expect to see in the store at BurgessJewelryDesignCO.com, BurgessJewelryDesignCO.com. Third generation taking over that store. Total remodel, state-of-the-art technology, full custom process from end to end. Mark, a pleasure to meet you, and we appreciate the opportunity to serve and support you as a partner of yours in this way.
Thank you so much for your time.
You've been listening to The Business Connection here on KRDO News Radio. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. We air Sunday mornings at 7 at KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. If you've missed an edition, you want to go back and hear one, they're available 24/7, totally free at KRDO.com. Select radio and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.